And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters, which is right next to pretty busy Fisherman's Landing in San Diego here, with a lot of big fish being unloaded from the PQ this morning and the Shogun. And who else came in? A lot of people.
Yeah,
and New Loanne.
Yeah, right. And I saw several boats rolling in and out this morning. I think that was it for the landing, but boy, just for Fisherman's Landing. But great to hear. Oh, and the Pegasus had a bunch of big ones too. So yeah, just great to hear, and a lot of big fish. I mean, there was a higher percentage of fish over 100 pounds than under. Yeah. It's just great. You know, great to see biting fish and back at it, and the fish are well within range. You know, it's within a 1 day range, but you know, due to the higher percentage of bites nighttime fishing, it's mostly been day and a halfs, and obviously the Shogun and the Queen were on multi-day trips. But yeah, just great to see biting fish, happy guys. That's the way the landing is supposed to be.
You know,
sore backs in the morning from guys catching their big ones and then pushing carts 100-pounders up top.
Yeah. And then our reporter's talking about 63, 64-degree water. It's on.
Keep it coming,
yeah,
baby. I love
it. And over at the island. And we have great guests here. Chris Yamada, John Cameron from CalStar Tackle here. And Marlene, who we haven't been able to talk, but you can see her beautiful face here on our YouTube and Facebook Live. Probably have to get you to talk a little bit about fishing here on the second hour, Marlene, if you're so willing. But anyway, great talking about CalStar and giving away a phenomenal prize.
Yeah, well, one of the best rods in the entire business, made from certainly the best manufacturer, and that's a brand new CalStar 875 double extra heavy rod that's going to get to go to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to win that, or much better yet, just your opportunity to talk to John and talk to Chris, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fans. It's been a very busy morning on
full
the
lines.
Phones, and they're full right now, but as soon as somebody drops off, you're shot to get through. Again, 833-288-0973. Or as we said at the beginning of the show, if you can't get through on the phones and you'd like to send us a text, send a text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you open up the app, one of the first tabs you'll see is the text the show option. Just click on that, send your text message through, and just make sure you include your name and your phone number in case you win that rod. We want to get it to you and find out who your favorite CalStar close local dealer is, and that rod's going to be right there with your name on it.
There you go. All right. Well, let's continue our catch report today with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
What's going on, guys? Good show.
Hey, thank you. Hey. So great talking fishing tackle, right?
Yeah. Hey, I own a 900 XL that I've requested that I be buried with it.
Yeah.
Enough said about that rod.
That's so cool.
Well, we got a full moon. We got strong tides. Sand crabs starting to show. Warming water, but most importantly, it's clean water. And that really made an impact down in San Diego, where we had a giant halibut caught. And we'll work our way towards that. Starting up in Santa Barbara, legal and short white sea bass in the surf line in good numbers. They had a 31, a 36-inch sea bass, and then the halibut bites really picked up in there. A lot of fish, I would say, you know, 20 to 28 inches, and a few kickers in the 30-inch class. They had two striped bass, one at the salt marsh, one at Goleta. I think 4 pounds and 5 pounds was the size of those fish. Working our way down Newport Beach, the croaker bite was just off the hook. The guys were catching them off the short jetties there, river jetties, in the harbor mouth, 3 to 5 pound fish, standard baits, mussel, lugworms, bloodworms, that sort of thing. Newport, the same way, very good spot fin bite. Very good spot fin bite. That same area in and around the harbor, Doheny's, the pier, Old Man's, all up and down the coast there, all the typical spot fin spots, and the same thing, nice fish. My buddy had eight spot fin in the harbor on Saturday, caught by a 4-pound, 10-ounce fish. That's very good fishing. And then Oceanside also, they had a 5-pound, 1-ounce to take the lead in their croaker derby, and they had some very good halibut fishing. The lagoons have really come alive. They had a 35, a 36-inch halibut in the lagoons, and the kicker, this is the story I got. This guy's a shore fisher, and he's fishing under the Coronado Bridge there, and apparently there's a drop-off, good current in there, and he was flipping a jig paro, which is kind of a spoon. It's an odd-looking spoon that has a hook on the front and the back, and 43-inch halibut, estimated about 39, 40 pounds or something like
wow.
that. That's a heck of a fish to catch from the shore, but that's a sign. You know, we had a lot of red tides, so in the lagoons and stuff, so we really didn't have a traditional spring halibut bite, but it sure seems like conditions are better now, and we're starting to see some of those fish move shallow. So real good sign, real good time to angle for a big halibut.
Gotta love that. That's man. Great. Surf Guru Gundy Gunderson, it's time. Go fishing.
It is.
And we sure appreciate you and your report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Love those CalStar rods.
Thank you, Gundy.
My whole life.
Thanks, Gundy.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
See you, buddy. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, and we sure appreciate Gundy. I want to remind you, all of your surf fishing needs, check surffishtackle.com. They have got you covered.
Yeah, for sure. I have a great text.
Okay.
And, phones are packed. We're going to get to those real soon, but this is a... There's so many great texts, so many great calls here, but this is from Kurt in Vista. He says, good morning, guys. Great show. I've been waiting for this one. As an avid CalStar fisherman, currently have built 26 custom rods
wow.
for my own quiver.
Great,
I just
great.
Want to thank you guys for putting out some of the best quality rods I've ever fished and been fishing over 50 years with continued support and use and to use and build CalStar. Keep it up, guys.
That's cool.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. The phone, as Pete had said, are absolutely packed up. Next up, we're going to talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, all.
Hi, Harry.
Pete,
morning, Harry.
Pete, congratulations on being honored last night with the Beacon Award at the annual San Diego Chapter CCA event.
Thank you, Harry.
It was really great seeing all your friends sharing the moment occasion with you.
Yes.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, it was. And I'm honored and really appreciative of the CCA California San Diego chapter guys and all the great people that spoke, like Ken Frankie, Art Taylor, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero came out, and just a lot of Rick, of course, gave a beautiful speech, and it was very humbling. I must say that for sure. But great to see all the people.
And
really appreciate all the people that came out too. My good buddy Larry came all the way from Oceanside to the Sun, and yeah, it was good.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was
cool.
Great. But thank you very much. Yeah, and all the wonderful.
You're welcome.
Awards.
Terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, and you bid on the duck hunt at Barrett, man. Harry, you're stud.
I got it.
Yeah, you did.
You got it, and you raised a lot of money for CCA in the meantime, too. And I'm saying,
well,
Harry, good going.
That was the whole idea, really. The duck hunting was secondary. The money was for the organization was great.
Yes,
awesome.
Indeed. Well,
well
thanks
nice
for
going,
coming.
Harry.
Thanks for all the support and appreciate your call this morning.
Hey, I had another great text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, great show, guys. Love my CalStar rod. GFGR 800MH with a TAC-12. Overwhelmingly my favorite setup. Question, other than keeping it clean after use, I've never done any maintenance or care. Should I be, and what's the best way to protect my CalStar rods?
No, just wash it off with fresh water. Sometimes I put a little bit of lubricant on the reel seats and keep the threads running well. So I'll put a lubricant on it and then wipe it off afterwards, either Bow Shield. Or you want a very light lubricant, like WD-40 or something like that. Just wipe, get it on the threads, get it on the nut part of the reel seat thread, and then wipe it all off.
And I've heard people that wax their rods. It helps keep them. Have you ever heard that?
We could look nicer.
Yeah.
I suppose you could ceramic coat or wax your rods.
Yeah.
I don't do that. One thing that I have been doing is to protect the rods both from bleach on the cleanup, but just in transport. When you bundle them up, I just put the plastic that we package our rods in. I just put a plastic wrap over them, and it serves to protect it from bleach and preserves wrapping from other guides. So when you bundle them up, the guides could damage some of the wrap and or make imprints in the finish and then scratch the blank. So I just wrap them in plastic and bundle them up that way. And it seems to be serving pretty well. It's protecting the rods a lot better for me.
When I started working at the tackle store, you know, when it was my high school and college summertime job, we had a rod builder, Bud Edel. And Bud was a, you know, real famous, you know, rod guy. And he was a, now again, you know, it was a do as I say, not as I do. He was a preacher of wanting to put 100% carnauba car wax on rods.
I think that's where I got it. Was
and he felt that they, you know, that it helped the finish and the scales didn't stick to it and all those things. So he was a big believer in that. I can't say that I ever have. Like, that's one of the main reasons that I'm a CalStar guy is I'm not good with my maintenance. My rods are very lucky if they get a little rinse of fresh water at the end of the day, and they get thrown in the back of the pickup truck, and you know half the long rods don't fit in the rocket launcher, and they're bouncing on the deck of the skiff. And again, you just can't kill CalStar, man. They take it, and I admittedly am not great with my with a lot of my skiff rods, and they just, man, they take the beating and keep on rolling.
That's it, yeah.
If you could see some of the rods that make their way into the shop, because, you know, we get so many of them that live on the boat, you know, the rods that live on the Shogun or live on the RP, and, you know, and eventually, you know, somebody hit the top deck and they busted the eyelid out of a guide or something, and it just needs a new guide repair. You can't kill the blank. I mean, you just can't do it. Like, some of them have just, they're decades old of fishing every single day for big fish and, you know, tons of people and passed around as a boat rod, and they still keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Pretty
cool.
Let's
jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Tim? Tim's calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. Tim, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the call. It's really, really good. What a great show. I got just a quick two-part question. One is that, by any chance, do you know how many or approximately records have been set on your rods? I bet there's a load of them. And then two, might sound stupid, but it might be the Ford of Solitude, but do you offer any tours or do you show any, you know what I mean, or show people around how you kind of do your thing? You know?
Good question.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Records? Do we have any?
We used to. I don't know that we carry them anymore, but we used to carry the yellowfin record for maybe three different records. You know, they kept getting broken, but sure, they were always CalStar rods. I don't think currently we do. And we had a yellowtail record for a long time. I don't keep track of this, but I don't know if it's still a record or not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't get a lot of feedback on records that often.
And there's probably records that have been caught on CalStar rides. You just don't know, get the feedback.
I'm sure of that as well.
Yeah, I mean,
as far as tours are concerned, no, not at the right, not currently. We are still fixing up our new building. We make progress actually every day, coming along better. But CalStar is not open to the public. We are going to let some dealers in, and we are going to be supporting the community. So CCA, SAC, Rollo, you're going to hear more and more about CalStar supporting the community because that's our second priority, is to support the sport fishing community. And there may be opportunities to get in, but right now CalStar is not open to the public. We do want to support our dealers, so if there's something you want to see or hear about, you'll have to hear from Rick and others that do get to come into CalStar. And perhaps that'll change, and perhaps we'll give little glimpses via the website as we get that launch and improve.
Little tours and video tours on YouTube or something like that. Okay, Marlene, I'm putting you on the spot here. You grew up as a fisher person with your dad and his boats and such like that. From a lady's perspective, what kind of rods you recommend for catching yellowtail, smaller tuna, that kind of thing? I mean, does it differ from what Chris would pull on versus what you would pull on?
For me, I don't know the model numbers. Chris wraps our rods, but I use the same rods that he uses.
Okay.
I pull on them differently. Okay. So I've noticed that a lot of the men, they get sore backs, they get sore arms from the way they pull, because I think they're relying on their muscle strength, whereas I don't tend to get a sore back or sore arms. I might get a sore if I fight a tuna for a really long time.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't tend to bend my elbows as much as the men. I don't tend to use my back. I use my Your legs. I pivot. Yeah, I pivot from my knees, and I use my body weight to pull back.
Okay.
So
good tips. Those are good tips. Yeah.
So, yeah, I noticed there's a lot of things that I do differently. Like when you're night fishing, if you're using like an FK jig or something, I've noticed that like when they showed me how to use it, you have to crank really fast with your arms, and I could only do that a couple times before I get tired. So the style that I pull on it is easier on my body and just as effective.
Yeah, she's adapted her style to work for us. And I see her moving her whole body a lot, pivoting at the knees and pulling back that way. And she pulls pretty hard. She does get her share of big ones.
Yeah,
I think you bring up one of the most important things in like the cow. That's the biggest thing. The rods are designed to catch the fish. Like they're. That's why you're spending the money and buying a CalStar and not buying something that's cheap and just has guides on it. Is the rod is designed to do a lot of the lifting for you and do a lot of that. And but you also need to allow it to do so. You know, you could overpull yourself and just pull all day long, but if you're not using the equipment, you know, as good as you could be, you're definitely leaving things on the table.
And I will mention that I've been spoiled because I've always used rods that he's built for me. And it's in the instances where, like, if I hand a fish off to somebody and then I trade their rod, and that's when I have a different rod in my hand, then it's noticeably different.
Yeah.
Like, I notice that I can't pull the same, they don't perform the same as the one that I handed off.
And what's your favorite kind of fishing?
Personally, I like to eat albacore, so I like
albacore fishing. Yeah.
But... Yeah, I wish they'd come back here. We have to go to Washington to get those. But I primarily fish in the summers, so tuna fishing. It took me a while to think that the nighttime fishing was a good way to fish. Because I like live bait. I like the feel of the run.
I'm with you 100%.
But, yes, it's very effective.
And what's your biggest fish?
223.
Whoa!
That's awesome,
okay.
Right?
Bluefin.
Bluefin. Wow.
That's awesome.
In daylight, actually. It was in the early morning on the Niloan, October, a few years back, and we got a handful of those big fish come through. It was early morning, but full light.
That's
we
awesome.
Got some jigs.
On jigs, really? Wow.
Yeah, yep. There's
That's a great
shot, Marlene and I, and our buddy Chris, with three big ones on the Niloan.
That's so cool.
Adam run the boat?
That was Adam on that trip.
All right. Great. Yep. Great.
Marlene's gotten several 200s. And, you know, Marlene is a former licensed Coast Guard captain. She had a license, and her father built and operated a new Hustler 2. So they built a new Hustler 2 in 68, and he finally retired and sold the boat in 86. But that's where I met her on the new Hustler 2. And her father, George Mayle, was a famous charter boat guy. And, you know, we know Frank back from the old days, right? We know Brian Kiyohara back from the old days.
Wow. When he was a kid.
He grew up in all this.
He's still a kid, but we've known Keel since he was a high school kid.
I love this.
Yeah, it was really fun. Well, I have great text here, and people want to know what rods you recommend, too. So John in Fullerton writes, good morning. If you were to only take one rod on a full-day trip to Catalina fishing live bait for bass and yellowtail, what would you recommend to go pull on for him?
Wow. For me, I think I would take an 800M.
800M.
Yeah.
Great.
On that kind of trip.
Yeah. It's a good one, for sure.
I'm a GG 278 foot heavy. Yeah. I love that rod so much.
I do, too.
That would work perfect.
Yeah.
Be great.
That's one of my favorites.
My
GG 278H.
Yeah.
You notch down to a ML or something like that, too.
My first cool custom rod that I remember having, my dad and our buddy John Busa, we picked out at the, you know, at the Fred Hall show years ago, was a glass 278 foot heavy, and I still have it and still fish with it all the time, but it has been eclipsed in favor of a GG 278 foot heavy. That's my favorite. Could you guys maybe talk about that? Like, what is the difference? You know, they're the same model. Like, what's the difference between a fiberglass 278 foot heavy and then the GG?
GGs save a lot of weight. We use a lot more graphite in the butt section to take a lot of weight of the glass out.
And then how does I know that graphiters are graphite and glass composites, and then GGs are also that way. What's the difference between the two? I mean, they're both graphite and they're both fiberglass. How does the GG series differ from the GF series?
Yeah, more carbon fiber throughout the rod on a GF series. John, you probably want to get more detail on that.
The BTG is about 30%, or the GG. Mm-hmm. The GG is about 30% graphite, where the graphiter is probably no less than, depending on the model,
sure,
no less than 50.
Okay.
And can go up to probably 70%.
And okay. What are the advantages, disadvantages of those two mixes?
I think that the GG series has more of the glass feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more forgiving than the graphite. Like, if you're really into the glass feel,
kind of spongier, softer.
Right. You know. And you can get something lighter with a similar feel, then the GG is your blend.
The GG, okay. Yeah. Better for a guy like myself.
Better for us old guys.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Yeah. Like service iron casting.
I need
some GG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the GG came into play when?
I can't remember the exact year, but my dad and I worked on that. For that same reason, and I can't remember which dealers were asking for something to something lighter, but it came in after the graphiter, so we wanted something in between the two. We were trying to get something in between cost-wise and performance-wise, and we started with just the 1967, the basics, 270, 870, 670. And then it evolved from there into jig rods.
Wow.
Which really took off.
Yeah. They also make one in a heavier tuner rod. It's a, it's a BTG 6465 XH and double XH. And I know it wasn't because we didn't even fish that at the time. The intention wasn't that, but in my opinion, it's like the single best deep drop swordfish rod that exists because you get the heavy ability to lift a big fish, but because of having a little bit more glass, you get that softer, spongier rod. So with all that sinker that we do deep dropping, it's soft, but it still telegraphs the bite really good, and it's not too snappy because there's not as much graphite. It was made before we ever even thought about deep drop swordfish fishing here, but now even with all the new technology blanks, I still think it's the very best one for it.
And which model is that?
It's a BTG 6465 XH and double XH. Wow. If you fish like the little bit smaller reels, whether it be a hand crank or like a Beastmaster or something like that, I like the XH. And if you're fishing the bigger reels, like a Hooker 50 wide or an LP, then I like the double XH.
All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones. They're packed up. Want to talk? Oh, actually, one line just popped up.
Hey, look at that.
833-288-0973 if you've been trying to get through.
First time since before the show started. We're going to jump right back into them, and we're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I'm wondering about the difference in the action between a 40-pound rod that you would use for live bait and a 40-pound rod that you would use for surface iron. I wonder if you could tell me how that works and what kind of length and stuff I would need.
So 40-pound surface iron we have a variety of different models might work, a 530 or a 540 or a 90J. And I think the classic rod is the T90J or the T95J. Those would be great surface iron rods. But and you could fish live bait on it. But typically in a live bait rod, you would move to a shorter rod with a bit more backbone. And if you're worried about fighting a fish like a tuna, you might move toward graphite. Or if you're worried about presenting a bait, having a nice soft tip to cast a small bait, and you might be fishing anchovies or other things like that, you might move more toward a glass rod. That might be like a 670, something like that, 670, 670H for 40-pound. But I would really look at the T90 and 95s in whatever series you like, the all-glass T-series, GGs in a graphite glass composite, or GF. We have all of those now. And it's a feel. It's a really a personal feel, whether you like the GT with some graphite in there or you like the glass.
Well, one of the things that they that CalStar did and Chris and John put their heads on that I really liked is the original that Roddy saw, the original glass 90J was then, still is now, one of the very best surface iron rods. That rod is now available on the rack, factory made, that has an updated guide. You know, it was always built the same way with a wire chrome guide, but now that same rod is also available with a newer technology Fuji guide. So it's like it's just a perfect blend of the two, classic blank, new components, and that's a factory offering that they introduced at the PCS show. It has been tremendously popular for us.
Pretty much we're moving over there to the Fuji guide. Fuji represents the best quality component that we could find. That's why you find that on CalStar. And some of the old stainless steel chrome guides, they're Chinese-made stuff, and the quality is just not there anymore.
It's something worth saying, too, because, years ago, that was always the thought, like, well, I like the idea of a, you know, we always call them insert-style guides, and people used to, you know, just coin the term ceramic because that was the insert, you know, when it first started. And, you know, the thought was, well, those guides are nice, the insert-style guides, because they're really lightweight, but the wire guides, I want that because they're much stronger, much more durable. Today, it is a complete opposite.
Really?
You know,
because
we see so much stuff that comes in for repair from rods getting banged around. A good Fuji guide has an insert that's pressed, the ring is pressed into the frame and epoxied. They are so, it is so much more common to see a solder fail on a ring guide than it is to see an insert pop out or break. Back in the day, different story. Today's technology, I'm with Chris. The Fuji guide is a lot more superior.
You know, back in the day, we started with Perfection, and Perfection stainless was made in the USA. It was good. It was a good product.
Yeah, really good.
But that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting our fishdope.com report.
Hey, we got the man. Yusuf is standing by. The Angler's Reeler today is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system for your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make that reservation today. And we got Yusuf on the line. Good morning, Yusuf.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. How's it fishing?
Good, man. Everything popped, it kind of sounds like here. Up north on SBI, the sea bass are biting, as well as Rosa. I guess yesterday was bit really, really good. Same with Catalina. Catalina, the squid has dried up quite a bit. It's real tough to find squid, but the sea bass are there and biting really good. 20 to 25 pound fish. Guys are getting halibut mixed in with them as well. Ben Weston, Sentinel Rock area on the backside. As well as yellowtail were caught yesterday on the front, biting pretty good too. The only place you're going to find squid is probably in the Ben Weston area right now over there. Clemente bit yesterday as well. It turned on, with a few yellowtail and some barracuda, good numbers of bonito and calicos, on the front side and in Pyramid Cove. The, Palo Verde Long Beach area, rockfish fishing is still good. The bass bite's improving at Isers, for sure. And the halibut bite keeps going. Remains pretty decent. La Jolla is still a little slow. There are yellowtail popping up under the birds. A few guys have gotten them on surface iron and on yo-yo fishing off the meter. Barracuda are starting to show and getting a little bit bigger. We had the pencils show up a few weeks ago, and they seem to be growing in size. Bay halibut, San Diego Bay was on fire. That's starting to slow down a little bit, and people are getting some bigger fish mixed in. At the islands, the water rolled. It's a little brown and dirty, but there are some guys still getting some yellowtail. I had a couple of buddies go down 3-4 days ago. They both boats got two fish, larger models, like 20, 25 pounds. Big bonito, they're still out west of the nine, in that 9 mile bank area. 8 to 10 pound is kind of the norm. They're getting them up to 15 pound out there. Fun fishing.
That's a big bonito.
Wrapped up in the same area, the 267 to the 157, kind of in that zone. These fish are getting bigger. The 40 to 60 pounders are still there, but as you guys are talking about, the 100 to 200 seem to be getting a little more popular. And that's all I got for you guys today.
Yeah.
Man, that's a great report.
What's going on in the real estate game? A lot of changes, huh?
There is, man. It's really starting to move. We had a huge uptick about 3 weeks ago in applications for new mortgages. And this weekend, yesterday, I had an open house, and pretty slow open house normally, but we had a lot of people through, and I think I had 4 open houses going, and everybody that reported back said that, you know, they had tons of clients come through and might be getting an offer on 2 different properties. So it's starting to move. People are getting ready for this, you know, the moving season. Kids are about to get out of school, so kind of a normal thing.
All right. Awesome. Well, and how do we get a hold of you if you want great real estate advice, make a listing, or just hang out with a guy that fishes a lot?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can get me on social media at Cal Realty. My website, sportsmansrealty.com. And if you want a free home evaluation, you can go to socalhomeeval.com, and we will send that out.
You're the best, Jess. Appreciate a great report. Glad to hear biting fish. It feels like summertime conditions out there. Great job, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report again. Power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norrislithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great information from CalStar. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking CalStar, having a great time. If you want to join us, it has been an incredibly busy morning. Phones are still packed up. But again, still plenty of time to get you through at 833-288-0973 or join in the fun by sending a text to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Chuck, again, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, no worries, man. Just a whole boatload of information. You know, I got so many of these, Costa. It never had to be re-resined. All my other ones, way back when, you always had to re-resin them. I've never had to re-resin one of these. And I was noticing, because I'm a wash guy, you know, guides and stuff. You guys have the resin in there where there's no open gap. Some of them, I don't care what you pay for them, some of them have a gap in there where traps of salt water. So you guys really went beyond, you know, taking care of all that. Really appreciate it.
You're talking about the finish of the rod then, right? Just really.
Yeah, the finish of the rod.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
thank you very
top
much,
of the
Chuck.
Line. Now, I got a BWC 665HC that I use the heck out of. It does that rip roller 400 feet rock on just so good. And what is that BWC 665HC? I've never seen it. It's one of my older ones.
Classic glass rod, 6.5 footer. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's a rugged rod. I'm sure you could rail. You could put that on a rail if you want and put as much as you want into that rod, and that blank's going to serve you well.
What does the BWC stand for?
Black West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a black blank, right? Or the rod's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
And now, another question I got on the line sizes that you rate the rods, how close is that? How do you come up with that? And right. Can we go like 10 pounds over or under? Well, obviously under, but over.
Yeah, you can fit
what
it
do you,
over.
What's the guideline on that?
I'm not proud of the ratings we have on a lot of our models right now either. I fish them outside those ratings.
Higher or lower?
Higher and higher lower, and but lower. Mostly higher. You could fish much, much higher.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like if a rod says 20 to 40, you could fish 50 or 60. Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, okay. All right, great, Chuck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Great text here from Dan in Mission Lakes, he says. And, not sure what Mission Lakes is. I know where Mission Viejo is.
I don't know, but I'm down to go.
Yeah, let's go.
It sounds like
there's some bass in there. Maybe, huh? Good morning. Great show. I have a CalStar GF850H that I took 2 inches off the base and 1 inch off the tip to stiffen it up exclusively for Wahoo bomb fishing. Oh, did I mess it up, the intended action?
No, that's fine. That rod will be great for fishing Wahoo.
Yeah. I remember Pete Haynes. He was like
heavy rod.
Heavy, you remember heavy Pete, rod. Right? It's like for Wahoo fishing, a 6 foot, like I think it was like a.
He liked a 610H, I think.
Yeah,
right?
H, yeah, yep.
and heavy line too.
And just point that thing out there and just get that hook in the Wahoo's mouth. What do you fish?
Yeah,
for
I was gonna.
Wahoo,
that's what I want to ask you, Chris. You spend a lot of time in the Wahoo grounds. What do you like for a Wahoo bomb run?
I think for Wahoo jigging, I've been fishing the 875 XXH. And so Pete put me on the spot when I said 775H or XH, but you know I fish the entire 875 series. Mm-hmm. I still have some I have some 700s I carry, but on
so this rod right here that we're giving away, that's what you fish for Wahoo.
I would, yes.
Wow, okay.
Exactly,
because it's good and stiff. Get the tip in, but you can still cast it.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, you can. Especially you're casting a bomb or a rate or 5 to 6 ounces.
Yeah.
Plenty of tip there to get it out there.
All right. I really like a CalStar that is It has lesser popularity in the line, but I think it might be my favorite. And everybody knows the 700 series. 7 foot rods, as classy as they come. I, for Wahoo, like a 7400 heavy. And so it's like a 700H, but it's a little bit faster in the tip. I think it's the most comfortable feeling rod that is made. Like, it is just perfect. A 7400H or the Trinidad 20 is my favorite Wahoo outfit. I love it.
That's a good rod, and that's available now in 7.5 foot.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That was a PCS introduction.
PCS intro. Yep, we have all four models there in 7.5. It was a lot of demand for that, and dealer requests and consumer requests, so we moved that in there. So yeah, that would be another one.
All right. Very good. Hey, you have a great.
I thought so. I really like this. Good morning, everybody. First rod I ever bought when I was 15 years old was a CalStar E-Glass 6480. After 25 years, that rod still lives in my quiver, and I still fish with it today. Hmm. My most recent purchase was a CalStar GG90 Mag Blank that he said he bought from Ricky down at Fisherman's. Is there a place where I can get a CalStar t-shirt or hoodie? I picked one up at the show, and it's my absolute favorite. I'd like to pick one up for a birthday present for myself. And I want to give a personal thanks to Chris for holding up the company to the highest standards that we've always come to expect. Can't wait for the future. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, thank you so much, Roy. Funny story from PCS. I cannot tell you how many people came up to me. Well, I didn't know, but they wanted to find Chris, and they wanted to thank me for purchasing CalStar. And I gave them the commitment, and I'll give everyone here the commitment, that we are committed to making keeping CalStar the best. Quality, top, performance at top. Our production capacity exceeded now the old building, and it's going to continue to ramp. And it's fundamental.
That's awesome.
So,
t-shirt. So you're going to ramp up the production, so there's more available.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yep. We're slowly ramping. Our old rolling machine was just rebuilt. John and I just saw it on a FaceTime video reviewing its performance. And our classic old rolling machine that we had it rebuilt, and it's coming back in the factory here next week. But we have another rolling machine. It's performing fantastic. So essentially all the equipment we have doubled. But let's get back to the question, t-shirt or sweatshirt. It's likely we are going to offer merchandise or merch on our website.
Oh, cool.
But I don't want to do that outside the dealers. So Rory, I think that's going to be an option for us here, is to be able to get it on the website. But what we do is, of course, every PCS, we're going to be back at PCS Costa Mesa. I don't know whether we'll get another chance to sell or offer merchandise, but let's work it out with him, and let's get him a t-shirt or sweatshirt, because that's a honorable thing. He made it in the text chat, so let's get him a t-shirt and a sweatshirt. We'll send it to you.
We'll make a note of that.
And then for sure at PCS, we had purchased at cost around $8,000 worth of merchandise. Basically, it was all gone.
Wow.
We had some mediums left over.
It shows your popularity.
Yeah.
Popular guys.
Well, it's great. I think, you know, people have been clamoring for a sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
A sweatshirt forever. It's like, why don't we just get some? And of course, those things sold out right away.
I got to tell the quickest story. We were at the PCS show, and I think it was Dylan from the Tackle Store went over to the CalStar booth and was talking to John about a rod. And he came back with a sweatshirt and was so stoked and, like, put it in the back. And I think all of the boys saw that and, like, I was just chuckling to myself and didn't say anything, but like one by one, I'd see, walk to the bathroom or something. I'd see one of the other guys in a Fisherman's Landing actually talking to Chris. And next thing you know, I'd see them slinking back with a sweatshirt. By the end of the show, the last day, it was that little bit of weather blew in. Every one of our guys was wearing the same hoodie. I'm like, you guys are just too
wearing a CalStar.
Yeah,
that doesn't disappoint you.
They were flying the flag, man.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That's cool. Well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Bill? Bill's joining us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Well, great. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
Great.
Hey, I wanted to tell the listeners about a exciting event that we're going to hold in Compton, California on Saturday, May the 31st. We have fun and educational activities for all ages. Last year, say 2 years to 16. But I tell you, I have the CCA LA showing kids how to cast. I have five people from Iserline showing how to tie knots. We have simulated catch a fish with boogie boards. We have four free half-day fishing trips for kids. They sign up at the expo. I have six lanes of archery, four lanes of BB rifle shooting. I have three lanes of tomahawk throwing. I've got Smokey the Bear coming for the kids. I've got face painting. I've got prehistoric pets coming with lizards and reptiles and snakes. And it's all free. And we have free hot dogs, snow cones, popcorn. I have the NASA is coming with robots. I have the virtual drone rides. Volta Chica Conservancy, they have a mobile saltwater fish tank that they're bringing. They'll have fish, sharks, but they'll also have a petting starfish section. I've got the
sounds like a lot of
Long
really
Beach
cool
State
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Long Beach State College has the Shark Shack.
Wow.
And they're going to set it up at the expo. Every child that comes will get a ticket, and they'll do a wheel spin, and then we'll have three or four tables of prizes that they'll have.
Wow. It's a whole event all about kids. Now, how does one participate in this?
You know, they would go on to the foundation website, which is chfcfoundation.org, and they would register, and then the kids would come with a waiver, and then they get a wristband, and then they can participate on all the activities.
For free.
I've got
what a cool deal. And
all
again,
for
it's,
free.
And it's and where is it again?
And this will be, you know, the CCALA holds their fundraiser at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club.
Yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
And that's where we hold the expo. We own 6 acres, and 2 acres are all grass, and that's where we hold the expo.
Well, that's awesome.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot for the call.
Great.
We appreciate it. And good for you for putting a nice thing together for kids. Appreciate that very, very much. You have a good text.
I thought so. Yeah, it says, good morning, guys. Can't wait to hear the continued show. My question, in the future, will you guys be making any factory spinning rods? Once in a while, my buds and I like to use the spinning for different situations, and CalStars have always been our favorites. And a huge thanks for keeping CalStar going. That's from Russ and Mira Mesa.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yep.
It's coming.
It's coming.
CalStar's always made spinning rods, right? In the past,
some.
John?
Yeah.
Some. I have a CalStar spinning rod.
Yeah. 7 foot. But
yeah, 7 foot.
I think longer ones are due.
Yes.
Yeah, appropriate. Yeah.
Do you ever see yourself making travel rods?
I don't. We don't. That's not in our near-term view right now.
It's a totally different animal.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I got to mention next weekend's shows. Memorial Day weekend, can you believe that?
Next weekend's crazy.
Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. Hard to believe. Next Saturday is a super special show, and I know, Chris, you can relate to this too. Captain Aaron Barnhill will be here.
Oh,
and Aaron is now currently running Commercial Bluefin guy. He's the guy that's put everybody on the Bluefin this year because he's the guy wrapping it for the pens. But he's also a commercial albacore fisherman, which would be great for you, Katie.
Marley.
For sure. Marley, excuse me. Marley. But he's going to be here next Saturday, 7
to 9. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's good. And then Sunday we're going to have Chris and Tony from CCA California here, too. So a couple of great weekend of shows there, for sure. And go ahead, Rick.
I was just going to say, Aaron is a huge part of putting – you said it best, but, like, you were right, and it was – he was a huge part of getting our fleet started on fish this year. I mean, like, so much so that he even put, like, their plane and helicopter up from the boat, pausing their operation to put our fleet on fish.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, Aaron is a sport fishing guy at heart and has grown up here. And obviously, you know, back in the day on the Legend and then the Royal Polaris and then being an owner of the Shogun, like, sport fishing is his roots and his friends and his, you know, his colleagues and... Yeah, I mean,
that's gonna
just
be a good
as
show.
Solid of a dude as they
next
come.
Saturday, 7 to 9.
I
you
can't
don't
want
to miss it, for sure. And happy Memorial Day weekend next weekend. I also want to mention that we have one spot open up on Corey's trip to Haida Gwaii Safaris, which is Queen Charlotte Safaris, of course. It's July 29th to August the 3rd. Go to qcsafaris.com. You want to grab that spot. It's been sold out for months.
Yeah.
And somebody had a problem, and they had to bail out. So one spot left on to go with Corey up to Haida Gwaii Safaris or Queen Charlotte Safaris July 29th. So you want to jump on that. Hey, let's get a live report from Mike on the Tribute right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How's the fishing?
It has been good. Our last trip we got in last night or early this morning, and weather turned to something very interesting. Last trip, we ended up with 2 bluefin, a bunch of bonita. The trip before that, and one that we're trying to push here throughout the week, are the it's a reverse day and a half trip. We leave at 11 o'clock in the morning, fish pretty much all day, all night, and then part of the next day. It shouldn't be, I guess we should probably call it a 1 3/4 day, but We got in one yesterday or day before yesterday, and we had very, very good fish. We only had 11 guys. The way we're leaving on these trips, it allows us to keep 2 days worth of fish. And there were several guys that had knocked out their four fish limit on that 1 3/4 or whatever you want to call it. Very, very good fishing. Fish up to 180 pounds.
Oof. Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. And good volume of fish around, right?
Oh, man, they when they want to bite, if you're there, and when they want to go, their bite window had been pretty small. The other night we sat on fish for almost 2 hours, catching fish the entire time. It was just, you had to work to get a bite, but the guys that did, I mean, just, we had a couple of regulars get off the boat and say it's the best trip they've ever been on for bluefin. So it was good. Wow. Really, really good.
Anything that it takes to get a bite, Mike? I mean, is it just persistence? Is it one jig over another? Is it a sinker versus a jig? Like, what does it take to get bites?
So on the way out, we mark everybody's line, at least everybody that wants it or that doesn't already have metered line. And we take a line reader and we mark off 100-foot increments. And, I mean, you know as well as we do, the importance of knowing where you are. A lot of it's just work. I mean, you get down there, the fish are, say, 360, 380 feet. You know where your jig is. And, I mean, sometimes you get bit on the sink, and if they stick, that is by far the easiest. You just drop it right on their face. But, you know, being able to work that jig, and if there's a little bit of breeze, which we had a little bit, you know, you get two or three good drops, and then you got to wind up and start over. And it's physically, it's a lot of work. I mean, if you're not tired trying to get bit, you're doing it wrong.
Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Tribute, you have some spots available this week?
Yeah, we do. We had a scratch this morning due to the weather. We, like I said, it big swell. It starts coming down throughout the day here. But Tuesday morning, I think we're going to make the trip a go. It's an 11 o'clock departure, like I said. Weather this week looks great. I mean, it's a nice change of pace.
It's supposed to be 80 degrees by Wednesday. Gotta love it.
Not on the water. So if you don't like it warm, go west.
Roger.
So we have a Tuesday morning departure. It's already got a handful of people, and then Thursday morning as well. So you leave Thursday morning or Tuesday. You leave Tuesday morning and come back Wednesday afternoon, and you fish almost the entire time. On our last trip, we had some yellowtail on the way out, some bonita on the way out. Really good bluefin fishing throughout the night, and then we picked up another eight yellowtail the next day. So on that trip, you're literally fishing 80% of the time.
Wow, crazy.
All right, how do we get on it, Mike?
Banks of the Buckwise is pretty good.
Yeah.
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com, and then take a look at our social media and see what we're catching. Take a look at the size of those bluefin, and like I said, you guys get on the boat, even with rental gear, we go through, we mark your line, we make sure that you are as set up as possible to know where those things are and get down there and catch a trophy.
That's cool.
That's great, man. That's great, yeah. Mike.
Awesome, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Mike from the Tribute, great report. Go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Appreciate that, Mike, very much. Very, very much, for sure. You know, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I got to read this because it's such a unique text. It says, "Good morning, guys and gals. Great show with CalStar. I'm older freshwater saltwater fishing. Could you tell me a rail rod model for yellowfin and bluefin? I'm turning 84 on May 26th and have three teenage grandsons that will use my equipment when my time comes." So from Ernie in Canyon Country. Real quick, Chris.
775XH. You fish it all the way up to 130 and 50 pounds to drag it full.
775XH. That's a graphite.
Yep, and you don't need to have 2Xs or 3Xs or 4Xs on there. That XH has got plenty, and it's got a reasonably good tip.
Great.
I love this. Yeah, that's great. This is so much fun. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new CalStar. We're giving away that 875XH. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's surgersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out the big winner of a brand new CalStar rod. Marlene's going to do us the honor finding out whether it's going to a call or a texter. Let's hit it. Okay.
Nice.
Beautiful flip.
Wow.
That is going to a caller today. Congratulations, Roy in San Diego. You have a brand new CalStar rod.
Wow.
Congratulations,
wow.
Roy.
Congratulations, Roy. And boy, Chris, John, and Marlene, thank you so much for
so
coming
cool,
in.
Guys.
And thank you, Chris and Marlene, for doing what you're doing for CalStar. And I'm sure John is like seconding that emotion for
yes.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
By far, John is the most important person in the company. What a great contrast. You have the most important person in the company and the least important person. Sitting right next to each other.
We're expecting and we look for a lot of great stuff coming from CalStar in the near future.
Bet on it.
Yeah,
for sure.
And of course, support your dealers where the CalStars are available, and that's where you can find CalStar.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And soon to come, a new website.
It's way overdue. Yeah.
Right. We're in that club, too, so don't worry about it.
Well, thanks to Jeff and the fan. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday and Sunday, Captain Aaron Barnhill's commercial bluefin and albacore fisherman. Next Sunday, Chris and Tony from CalStar. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to all the callers in Texas, and we'll see you next week right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.